AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stock market bounced higher today on a strong jobs report. The Dow gained more than 200 points. The S&P 500 hit another record high, the seventh in a row.
531,000 jobs were added last month.
A very strong October jobs report saw strong job growth, income growth, a decline in unemployment, and particularly long-term unemployment.
And Greg McBride, who's the chief financial analyst with Bankrate.com, says there's a good news, bad news scenario when it comes to incomes.
Average hourly earnings were up 4.9% year over year. That's definitely good news. Unfortunately, that's tempered to a large extent by the price increases that we're seeing,
which is due to supply chain issues. I'm Shelley Antler.
House Democrats are bogging down again on passing an infrastructure bill and the president's social spending package. One of the votes, expected tonight, has been postponed. At least 26 states are now suing the Biden administration against the COVID vaccination rule for large employers. But the president is undeterred.
They work. Already, we've seen organizations that have adopted vaccination requirements increase their vaccination rates by more than 20 percentage points.
An emotional farewell today for former Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell.
At Washington National Cathedral, there were presidents, generals, diplomats. Son Michael Powell says there's no point in trying to emulate his dad's resume,
which is too formidable for mere mortals.
What people should do is try to emulate the character of a man close friend Madeleine Albright says almost transcended time.
One of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he didn't get a COVID vaccination because he's allergic to one of the ingredients in the shot. This is AP News. A judge has dismissed a challenge to Florida's ban against school mask mandates.
A judge on Friday dismissed a challenge from several school districts to Florida's ban on coronavirus mask mandates in state schools. Administrative Judge Brian A. Newman rejected a challenge from school officials in Miami-Dade, Leon, Duval, Orange, Broward, and Alachua counties. The judge found the administration of Governor Ron DeSantis was within its authority to impose the rule. The school districts filed a notice to appeal the ruling. I'm Mike Ron.
Authorities say an upstate New York man remains in grave condition after police used a taser to subdue him days ago, and he literally burst into flames. It happened in the Catskill Village, where the man confronted officers inside their police headquarters. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.